The Chinese government has fired another high-ranking official for graft after the nation's president called for a root-and-branch drive against corruption. Alistair Wanquan reports.
The official is identified as Liu Tianan, a former deputy director of China's National Development and Reform Commission. China's state news agency says he and his family accepted a huge amount of bribes and that he had been found to promote family businesses in the course of his work, illegally it said, and by accepting cash and gifts. He has now lost his job and his Communist Party membership. The case first came to light late last year when a prominent Chinese journalist accused Liu of corruption. He said Liu had been involved in questionable financial deals, had made a death threat, and had fabricated his academic record. The Chinese president, Xi Jinping, has called for a crackdown on corruption. In the past 3 months, at least two high-profile officials have been sentenced in similar cases, and shortly the influential former administrator of the city of Chongqing is expected to go on trial, although some activists have urged his many supporters to rise up and resist. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.